Everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we are covering the mammoth, the big hairy in the room. What's next in this crazy multifamily investing real estate landscape, cuckoo nuttiness? Gino, it's a hot market out there, and we've been wrong before. What's going on?
Jake, it seems as if we keep asking ourselves this question year after year.
Where's the ceiling?
After year. Do you know when you know when you've reached the height of the market? When you look back and go, oh, that's where the height of the market was. You'll never be able to time it. And take it from the pizza man and the drug rep. We've been trying to time it and we keep passing by. And let me share a little story with everybody here. We're looking at a deal last year. It was $105,000 per unit. Now that is pretty high for Jake and Gino. We're looking at it, especially the markets that we invest. We were buying for 30 and 40 a door. We're looking at this deal and we're going, hold on a second. This doesn't make sense. At 105 a door, there's very little cash flow, because if it don't cash flow, you let the grass grow. And this thing is, it's not working at 105 a door. But remember, people are underwriting for different reasons. There's a lot of private equity out there. There's a lot of family offices. I read a statistic back in 2014. There were over 5,000 homes, 5,000 families with over a net worth of over $100 million. That number's probably doubled. So you've got thousands and thousands of families who are allocating their assets, getting out of stocks and bonds and going to alternative, such as crypto, such as real estate. So their real estate portfolio has doubled. So this type of demographic, they're not chasing cash on cash. They're chasing safety. They're chasing security. They're chasing a place where they can store their money. So 105 a door for them makes total sense. For Jake and Gino at a three cap with 2% cash on cash return, not too much sense. Fast forward 12 months and Jake and Gino are looking at the deal and it's 150 a door. So guess like we lost, but here's the moral of the story, Jake. But the moral of the story is on this type of deal, we're trying to limit our downside risk. If it doesn't make sense for us, and more importantly, for everybody listening to this, I want you all to create your buy right parameters. It didn't hit our buy right parameters. As our coach Bill Hamm likes to say, once that plane is takes off and is in the air.
Meaning once you bought it.
Once right. You buy the deal, you've got to do one of two things. You've got to land that sucker. How are you landing it? Are you being like Jake and Gino and holding that deal long-term, refinancing it, and then eventually selling it? So once that plane, once you buy the deal, there's the risk. The risk starts. So it's very important that you dial it in. Don't worry about what you lost. It's okay that Jake and Gino didn't buy that deal at 105 a door. There's going to be another deal. So make sure you're crystal clear. You're able to say no to whatever you're looking at and say yes to whatever you're focusing on. So the moral of that story is focus on your buy right criteria. And don't worry if you missed a deal. There will be another one coming down the road for you.
And it's not going to be the first one or the last one that you miss.
But I mean, there's countless stories. Yeah. We've been in this market and it keeps running up. And now I'm going to tell you, you know, what's next for multifamily. If you can tell me out there, the listener, where interest rates are going, then I'll tell you what's next for multifamily, because there could be a couple of scenarios. Number one, if rates stay the same, which they probably will, because we keep printing money like crazy, then I think multifamily is going to stay hot. You're not going to see cap rates go anywhere. You're going to see prices stay high. If interest rates decide to climb like they did 2 years ago, let's put our hat on and go back 2 years ago when rates ticked up a half a point. Deals were falling out of the market. Things were going out of escrow because it really affects the valuation. Debt gets really affected when rates go up and prices will drop. That's why we've got creative cash here. This is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for debt to tighten up.
He is like, when's it going to happen?
And you know what? I'm patient. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it's going to happen, because there are market cycles. And it's not only market cycling, attitude cycle. There's going to come a point when the average investor out there is going to say, you know what? Multifamily has to have a yield. Where's their yield? There's no more yield left. I'm going to have to bid this price down. We're not there yet, because if you go out into the landscape and look at everything else, listen, crypto's fun. We love crypto. I love buying XRP and Anchor.
I won't even know how to buy it if you actually.
You just buy it and sell it. It's not an investment. It's not a place to park your capital, right? It's not an asset. Multifamily is an asset. Stocks and bonds, if you find something that's a dividend play, okay, great. But we're looking for assets that we can hold long term. There's not many asset classes out there that provide for the dividend, provide for tax benefits, provide for a safe haven for our money, because we know inflation is real. So we're getting inflated. And what does that mean? When inflation occurs, rents go up, because wages go up. So that's really important. If you're going to tell me where interest rates are going, then I can tell you what's going to happen to multifamily. I know for a fact the affordable housing crisis is real. The supply of new homes is down. So there's going to be upward pressure for renters to be in the market. And we are going to have to get more units on as far as apartment homes. So if you're in a market that has a little bit of supply coming online, a lot of demand, guess what happens? You're going to be a happy camper.
Yeah, no doubt. And so ultimately, to summarize what we see coming down the line, we believe people will continue to chase future yield. Okay. Mm-hmm. That means we like to buy in actuals. People will continue to chase future yield. This means lower cap rates because investors believe that rents in the future are going up. They may be right because it doesn't look like the federal government has any plans on slowing down the printing press. So more money means more inflation, which means continually higher rents if they can be achieved. You know, at some point we might hit a ceiling, but I don't think we're, at least in the markets that we're investing in, we're seeing that yet. And in the greater part of the US, I think you're still seeing that rent growth. We believe the Fed is also bluffing and that rates will continue to stay low. So to Gino's points, you tell me where rates are going, I can tell you, you know, where this multifamily space is headed. So we don't see higher interest rates in the near future. We believe it's getting harder to buy in actuals. Future rent growth is now the item for sale. I'm going to say that again. Future rent growth is now the item for sale when you're buying these deals. It's a different place than, you know, where Gino and I started. So it's taking, like, a, you know, us dinosaurs a little bit of getting used to. And that's why we're missing, you know, on some of these deals and not connecting on these at-bats. The discount to replacement cost is also being priced out of the market. That same deal Gino was talking about, 80s build, now selling for 150 a door, replacement 120, 130 a door. You know, there's a dislocation there. We don't like that. Mm-hmm. So
dive into that real quick. That's very important. What Jake is talking about is, let's say you're a builder. You can probably build that same asset that's built back in the 1980s for $125,000, $130,000. Let's say you can even build it for $150,000
same,
per unit.
Yeah,
let's say you're buying it
for $150,000. These guys are going to put 10 a door in now, right?
Yes. So. Let's say you're buying it for $150,000, but you can build for $150,000. The only obvious positive is that you're buying it today, you're cash flowing today. But when you're building a brand new build, take it from Jake and Gino. The repairs and maintenance is zero on that asset. It's a beautiful asset. The demand is going to be higher. Your rents are going to be higher. It's an easier asset to manage. So you're building at 150 a door or buying 150 a door. You're seeing what's going on now. And that dislocation is going to happen. So why pay 150 when you can build for 150? And there are going to be more people out there building these newer assets. And that's going to continue. As long as those rates are cheap and you're borrowing at sub 3% to build new, it's basically free money.
And this is where the location comes in, because if you can't get in that location that you want, you suck it up and you pay the 150 for that. But no, you're probably putting another 10 or 15,000 per door in to get it even close to be comparable with what a new asset would be. So woof, 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 woof. It's getting tough. So what are we doing? Look, we buy deals, you know, primarily in-house with our own capital. So we're looking for 1 to 2 really solid deals per year with cash flow in a growing market that's of a good vintage. What does that mean? Look, love the 80s or newer, just like everybody else. I mean, this is nothing new. But keep in mind, they're getting harder to find. There's still those who are willing to do the hustle, though.
And Jake, it's important. We had a case study with one of our students, Tim Lyons, last night. And everyone asked me, is this the right time to get into multifamily? Well, picture
how many
this.
Units has he done in the last year? Yeah, that's what I forgot.
He's into raised over $3 million. He's partnered up and he's in over $100 million in assets, buying, syndicating deals. Yeah. But it's March of 2020. He becomes a Jake and Gino student. Now, let's rewind. Where were you in March of 2020? I remember exactly
people
the end
are
of March.
Freak out mode.
I was in a quarterly meeting with Jake. Our coach is telling us that Grant Cardone is furloughing, cutting half of his staff. The world is ending. And Tim Lyons starts his journey. Now that's courage, that's clarity, that's motivation. He could have said it's not the right time and he would not have started. So I'm telling everybody this, he started 18 months later, he's closing on his sixth syndication. He's raised over $3 million and they're in another deal. And that's the amazing part. It's not the right time until you're ready. Let me tell you, this is the best time to get into multifamily because there's an affordable housing crisis. Right? That's what's going on. It is demand. It is food, clothing, and apartments. It is a basic human need. It is not going away. It is not like office and retail where there's obviously tons of risks in this. I don't want to say it's a recession-proof asset, but you can see it as if it's as has it's gone through this whole pandemic. In certain markets, in the markets where we are, where there's growth, where there's job growth and population growth, there is demand for the asset. So going forward, we think there's a lot of positive attributes to it. You just need to be actually dialed in to what you're buying. You need to know how to underwrite these assets. You need to know how to manage them and finance. It always comes back to buy right, manage right, and finance right. And also the three pillars of real estate. I can go on and on about all of the techniques and strategies that we're talking about, because what happens is Tim has a bunch of tools in the toolbox. He has syndication. He has creative financing. He can JV with other people. He's actually building it. And we're talking about putting assets on a conveyor belt and let those assets matriculate. And after 2 to 3 years, then you've got those assets. If Jake and Gino had bought that deal at 105 a door, guess what? We're at 150 a door right now. We could refi that deal or sell that deal. So it's time now to start learning how to underwrite these deals and how to take these deals down. And if you want to know more and learn more, go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Let's schedule a call with one of our business advisors. See how multifamily can fit into your future. Don't say, oh, I don't have enough capital. That's not the right mindset. The right mindset is this is the future. How do I get into this? Because there's a lot of people doing it. I want to learn how to get into this amazing vehicle and take advantage of everything that multifamily has to offer.
Two people right now. One, it's not the right time. I'm going to sit on the sidelines. That person stays broke. Second person, I'm going to be flexible. I'm going to be fluid. I'm going to figure this out. That person's mindset says somebody's going to be buying these deals.
That's right.
Somebody's going to be getting rich off doing these deals for finding the method that works. Decide for yourself who you're going to be. Simple as that.
Love that, Jake. Once again, you want to find a like-minded community, go to jakeandgino.com/apply, schedule a call with one of our team members, and take that next step to multifamily. See what it's done for Jake and Gino. Don't sit on the sidelines and say, hey, 105 a door is too much today. You don't know where it's going to go into the future, because we've made that mistake time and time again, everybody.
No kidding. Gino, thank you so much, man. It's great.
Thanks, Jake.